And welcome into Panther Zone right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Jeremy the Impact York, and of course our show today is sponsored by our great friends at Impact Media. Some people make impressions, these guys make an impact. Welcome into Panther Zone. We're going to talk about a handful of things as soon as I hear back from something football related. I will let you know. I'm supposed to be hearing back sometime in the next few minutes. We'll get into that. It's some stuff you guys have asked about, and I asked the person that I know knows this information. Yes, I know people. Some people, at least. I see that coming in right now, so I will get to that just here shortly. Of course, we're going to talk about the baseball schedule here in a minute. Team's actually been scoring some runs here lately, and really a lot when you talk about last weekend. And you know, here at Impact Media, we're hoping to get to some games. I believe next weekend there is a good chance we will be at some games. I want you to come on by, say hello to us. Definitely support the team. That's the most important thing. Even if you don't say hello to us, we understand. But it's always a good time. We're going to go out there. We're going to, enjoy the game, enjoy the wonderful food and concessions they have there, and enjoy all you guys, the fans. Probably mess with Dave Cohen a little bit. Who knows? But Dave, if you're listening, we wouldn't mess with you at all. And in case Dave's not listening, never tell him that we're going to mess with him. But it's all in good fun. And before we get into baseball, like I said, I want to get straight into this news. And you guys asked me about the pro day. Of course, we just had the combine. You guys want to know when the football team was having a pro day. I do not know if it's open to the public. My guess is no. It is just scouts and a handful of media people. I myself don't even know if I'll be in the building for that, but I'll let you guys know when I know more about it. But it is going to be on Friday, March the 11th at the practice facility. It should begin around 10 a.m. and go on until about 2 or so, depending on how many guys come out and, of course, what the coaches and scouts and such that will be there may want to see from the players. I can save them a lot of time and tell them how good the team is and all those guys there, but, you know, I also want the players to have a chance to showcase their skills. So, you know, appreciate my amazing contact that gave me that information, and I don't want to give out your name or information right now because I don't want a bunch of people hounding you. You know, you're busy already, but shout out to you for sure. Now, as we get into the baseball schedule, of course, we're going to start with Friday's game. Friday, Saturday, both the doubleheaders there, and Sunday, they were all against Coppin State. Now, of course, when they were against Coppin State on Friday, it was a 4 o'clock start. They ended up winning that game 22-4. That's what I'm saying. The bats are coming alive. And, you know, last year there was an issue occasionally where sometimes the hitting just wasn't quite there. It seems like they're starting to find their stride. The new guys, the veterans, everybody starting to do pretty well. Especially 22-4. Cole, I have no idea how to say your name. I'm hoping one of those two is correct. If somebody wants to correct me on that, I'm absolutely okay with it. Of course, Joey Roach hit his first home run in that game. But Cole Uvila gets his first win. Last year he had a run support issue. He actually struck out 10. Wow, right? Struck out 10. Good for you, Cole. Guy's got electric stuff. I enjoyed watching him pitch a handful of times last year. You know, just super guy. Zach Wingate, who was the DH that day, went 3-for-3 with 3 hits, 2 RBIs, and a walk. Jack Thompson had, the new first baseman, he had 2 hits. So did Ryan Blanton, Justin Jones, who seems to be back. It's good to have him back. Jarrett Hood, Joey Roach, of course. All those guys had a couple hits. A lot of other people had hits. A lot of pinch hitting. A lot of getting a chance to get a lot of people in the game. But ultimately, 22-4 knocks Coppin State down on Friday. Now, as we move to the first game on Saturday, of course, that was a 1 o'clock start. Coppin State just never did get out of the blocks pretty much the rest of the weekend. Of course, Georgia State won on Saturday, the 1 o'clock game. That was 17-0. Let's see here. Jared Hood with a couple hits. Darius Sewell, who actually came as a pinch runner, had a couple as well behind him. Will Kilgore, they sprayed the rest of them around a good bit. Ryan Blanton hit a home run, so did Sewell. In fact, Ryan may have had two. He has two on the season up to this point. But, you know, as far as pitchers, Brian White come in 5 2/3 in and only give up 4 hits, no runs, of course, and he struck out 7. I believe he faced 20 batters. Those are good numbers. And Alex Hegner was able to come in and close the rest of the game out with 3 1/3 innings. He struck out 4, faced 10 batters. That sounds about right. Yeah, that sounds right. But, you know, that's the first win for Brian White as well, and it saved Alex Hegner. But 17-0, that made Georgia State 3-2 up to this point, and Coppin State 1-4. Coppin State was just out of shoes, I think, and this young pitching staff for Georgia State was definitely giving them some issues. Now, as we go into the 4:30 game on Saturday afternoon, ultimately the game was 12-0 Georgia State, with Jalen Woolard having 3 hits. Zach Wingate had a couple, so did Will Kilgore. The rest of them kind of sprayed around. Marc-Andre Habak, the Canadian. Nice job, eh, Marc-Andre. I wish I could say it in French. I took French for 2 years. I still can't pronounce ours. So, but you know, he struck out 8, faced 19 batters, five amazing innings. He goes to 1-0. Let's see. Joey Roach hit his second home run of the year. Thompson hit his first. They really just smashing the ball here lately, which is good. And nobody had to save on that one. They actually only played 7 innings because they were up by so many. Seems to be this year that the issue is the opposing Georgia State is making the opposing team leave a lot of runners on base, which I think is a fantastic thing to do. If you can make them leave runners on, it means they didn't score. I'd rather them not be on the base to start with, but hey, beggars can't be choosers. So 12-0 ultimately on that one makes Coppin State 1-5 to this point, makes Georgia State 4-2. Leads us to the Sunday afternoon game. Of course, that was a 1 o'clock start. 13-0 is your total score on that one. Puts Georgia State to 5-2, Coppin State to 1-6. And in fact, Coppin State only had 3 hits as Bryce Conley pitched 6 scoreless innings, gave up the 3 hits, 1 walk. Struck out 7, faced 20 batters. He has an ERA of .75 now, and no save, obviously, but Wayne Wages was able to come in, and that game was also just 7 innings. It's good to see Wayne back out and getting some work in. He faced 3 batters, got them all out, because of course he did. The big hitters of the day, Joey Roach and Rhett Harper. Good to see his back coming around as well. And also this team, Georgia State, always is a big double play team. They turn a lot of double plays. And looks like some bases were swiped as well, as Woolard was able to grab a couple. But 13-0, like I said, 5-2 on the season so far, 1-6 for Coppin State. Led us to yesterday's game against Georgia Tech, at Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech's off to a pretty hot start, and they continued to. This game kicked off at 4. It was a pretty fun game. I know a lot of other people, shout out to some of the other people that went to the game. I know from the GSU crew. I'm pretty sure Caleb was there, so shout out to Caleb for going to that. And maybe I'll see you at a game here soon. So we'll have to catch up. But ultimately, 11-6, Georgia Tech taking the victory here. That puts them at 8-0. Puts your Georgia State Panthers at 5-3. You know, as far as some of the big things of the day, Joey Roach ended up with three hits. Jack Thompson had a couple. So did Ryan Blanton and Jalen Woolard. Seems like Woolard is really swinging a good bat right now. Garrett Ford was in for four innings. He gave up four hits and five runs. All of them earned. Two walks, two strikeouts, faced 18 batters. Just wasn't his day. You know, he had some pretty good stuff as well. Looking forward to seeing him pitch up close and live. But ultimately, let's see. You know, their pitcher didn't last very long either. He only went four innings. He got five hits, three earned runs. Struck out seven, though, at the time of the 18 batters he had faced. Winning pitcher ended up being Parr. Ford took the loss. There was no save. Joey Roach hit his third home run. Jack Thompson hit his second. I believe Stallings for them hit his second of the year as well, so shout out to them. I do have some friends, some real good friends, including John that works here at Impact Media with us, who is a graduate of Georgia Tech, so I will give them the proper shout out. And I have no ill will towards them, just wish they may not have won the game. But they always have a good crop of guys, so you know, congratulations Georgia Tech on the 8-0 start, and just know that if you play Georgia State again tomorrow, I would be willing to bet we would beat you. But, that being said, looking up to the game coming up this weekend, there's some good ones. Of course, on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the University of Minnesota will be in the GSU baseball complex against our Georgia State Panthers baseball team. 4 o'clock start on Friday afternoon, of course, 2 p.m. start on Saturday, and a 1 p.m. start. These are all Eastern Standard Time, of course, 1 p.m. on Sunday. Now, of course, Tuesday night, it will be at the GSU Baseball Complex at 6 p.m. start. The Mercer Bears, nope, not the basketball team, the Mercer Bears baseball team, who are pretty good, will be in town. It's always fun to play against the locals. Georgia State, when Georgia State plays, Georgia Southern, Georgia Tech, Mercer, Kennesaw, those. It's that fun, almost, you know, cross-county rivalry. And, you know, look forward to seeing the Mercer Bears in town. But, you know, this team's been swinging a heavy bat, especially Joey Roach and Jack Thompson. You know, fun stuff coming up. And like I said, if you want to keep track of all the baseball or football stuff, you can find us at Team Impact Media on Twitter, at the Impact 99 on Twitter. We'll get you straight to me. Either way, we usually have similar or the same updates a lot of times as far as this stuff. You may get a lot of random thoughts from me. It is what it is as far as that. On Facebook, of course, you can find us. Facebook.com/TheImpactMedia. We'll take you straight to us. And Instagram, TheImpact99. We'll get you to me. Of course, our website, TheImpactMedia.wix.com/ImpactMedia. And you'll be able to see all the latest shows as they've been posted. In fact, that's an update there. That another show has just been posted on there. So if you get a chance, make sure to go check that out. And you know, that's pretty much going to do it. Shout out to Joey Roach for continuing to hammer the ball. Remember he won me a T-shirt last year, so I appreciate that. Of course, I may wear it for this game. Who knows? But you can follow along here for all your baseball and football updates for the Georgia State Panthers. And, of course, you know, we have the other shows, including Falcon Zone. It'll be tomorrow night if you want to check out the latest. Of course, they made a big cut a little bit earlier. So if you get a chance to check us out there, we'll be right here on Blog Talk Radio, 347-826-7448, if you want to call into that show or any of these shows. And that's going to do it for me. So for Impact Media and Blog Talk Radio, I'm Jeremy the Impact York. Thanks for joining us on Panther Zone. We'll see you next week. Go Panthers!